Ember 5. Bruce.
的重担，你为我们承担一切的罪过过犯，为我们你被压伤，谢谢耶稣，谢谢你。哦，你比世人憔悴，你比世人苦高，主耶稣，谢谢你，你的柔和谦卑，主啊，引我们到以马内利之地， 我们没有什么可夸口的，我只夸口耶稣基督和你的十字架。谢谢你耶稣，阿爸父 thank you， 谢谢你把你的爱子赏赐给我，我们今日成了何等的人，蒙了你何等的恩惠。耶稣，我们能够在你面前享受你的大爱，享受你的怜悯和恩典。主啊，是无限的恩典，无限的怜悯坐在我们的身上，是你的大爱，是你的恩典哦，一直在我们的身上汇集而成。主，我们赞美感谢，谢谢你赏赐圣灵给我们，让我们在这里领受你的爱，让我们在这里能够进入你的真理，让我们进入你的生命里面，也进入你所做的慈爱的计划里面，在永世里面我们有份。祝我们感谢赞美你，何等的奇妙，何等的荣耀，神的羔羊，我们赞美你。 Hallelujah, Lamb of God, we worship you, we give you praises. Hallelujah, 你是配得赞美的，神的羔羊，荣耀神的羔羊。 Hallelujah, you're worthy to be praised, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, we lift you up high. Hallelujah, 高举你神的羔羊，我赞美你。哈利路亚，直到永世我们还要称颂你，还要感谢你，还赞美你的奇妙和大爱。哈利路亚，从永远到永远你是神。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，从永远到永远你坐得为王。哈利路亚，赞美，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，众天使天君众圣徒都要在你面前下拜，蒙恩的罪人要在你面前感谢欢呼敬拜，归荣耀给你。哈利路亚， Thank you.
Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, we love you, we love you.Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is pouring out his love on us.
耶稣正把他的爱浇灌在我们身上。
And we want to pour out our love on him.
我们也要把我们的爱来倾倒在他身上。
He first loved us.
他先爱我们。
And we respond.
我们来回应他的爱。
We say yes, Lord.
我们对他说是的，主，是的。
Yarabaka sharabaran. Shalalele sharabaran.The bride is full of love for the bridegroom.
新妇对新郎充满了爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We have another song, but in a minute.Pastor Feng Leon, you come and help me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Why?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Words in that last verse, the bride eyes not her garment.
这诗歌的最后一第五节，心腹不看他衣裳。
That means to me that she's not conscious of herself.
那这个意思就是说，她没有专注于自己。
She's not always looking at herself.
不再看自己。
Sometimes we pay a lot of attention to ourselves.
很多时候我们常常注意自己。
We think it's terrible to say how beautiful we are or how wonderful we are.
我们通常就觉得自己是多么好，多么美。
Or how successful we are.
我自己多么的成功。
But we think it's all right to say how terrible I am.
我们觉得应该是对自己觉得自己不够好是应该是很恐怖的事。
We speak ill of ourselves.
对自己说自己不好。
We tell people how we don't think we ever do right.
我们会告诉人说我们不是做得很对的事。
Both ways are wrong.
两方面都不对。
It's still concentrating on myself.
无论我们讲自己好，讲自己不好，就是好像讲自己。
My focus, many people, especially the Chinese do not brag about themselves.
尤其是华人常常不会称赞他自己。
But sometimes we have a habit of talking down about ourselves.
那因着这样呢，常常把自己贬得很低。
Focusing on our weaknesses.
常常呢，注意自己的软弱。
But this bride is not paying any attention to herself.
可是这个心腹他不看自己，完全不看自己。
That's what it really means when the scripture says, "Deny yourself."
这个就是神的话说，你要舍己。
When Peter denied Jesus Christ, he said, "I don't know the man."
当彼得不认耶稣的时候，他说我不认识这个人。
And when we deny self, we need to say, "I don't know that person."
当我们说要舍己，我们要不承认自己的时候，说我不认识我这个人。
I don't focus on self.
就是我不专注于这个己。
Instead, the bride looks up at him.
但是这个心腹，他是仰望。
See the next line. The bride does not eye her garment. She doesn't have constant focus on her appearance.
这个第五节第五节说到，心腹不看他的衣裳，只看所爱的新郎。
She's looking at his face.
他只仰望他的脸。
When the bride walks down the aisle to marry her bridegroom, Her eyes are just for him.
她的 眼目呢只专注于她的新郎，这个新郎是要娶她的。
She really doesn't know who's there or who isn't. He's there waiting for her.
新郎就在等着这个新妇，新妇也不看其他的。
The next line says, I will not gaze at glory.
再下来就说，我也不看我的荣耀。
Now the bride's glory is her beautiful appearance. We read yesterday how she's all glorious.
那这个新妇呢，当然是很美的，就穿得很荣耀的。
She's not gazing at that glory.
可是她却不看这样的自己的美，自己的荣耀。
She knows that every bit of glory she has comes from him.
她知道她自己所有的一切，所有的美荣耀，就是从他而来的。
All the glory belongs to Jesus.
所有的荣耀都属于主耶稣基督。
All the praise.
所有的称颂。
All the adoration.
所有的仰慕都属于耶稣的。
But instead, she's gazing on my King of Grace.
她只是瞻仰她自己的王。
I'm not even looking at the crown he's giving me.
王给的那个王冠，我自己都不看。
You know, when Queen Elizabeth had her 75th, was it?
60.
75 married, 60, something like that. 60. I remember, I'm old enough, I remember her coronation.
这个英女王呢，她登基六十周年的时候
，If you see a picture of that beautiful crown，
你看到她的王那个冠冕呢是非常漂亮。
Wow，
哇
！Full of all those beautiful jewels， real jewels。
哇，这个珠宝呢都在这个冠冕的上面。
I know the queen before her。Said that she couldn't wait to put her crown at Jesus' feet. The former queen.
之前的女王
said she wanted to put her crown, her royal crown, at the feet of Jesus.
要把她的冠冕呢放在这主耶稣的脚前。
But our bride doesn't look at the crown he's going to give us.
可是这个新妇呢，她却不。看注重这个冠冕，这个他的新郎给他的。
But she looks at his pierced hand.
但是他所看的就是他这个被钉的双手。
I've just recently been overwhelmed in a Sunday school class of mine in Ohio, where I was talking about the wrath of God. Wrath of God, anger of God.
我最近在Ohio讲到这个神的愤怒。
Some of the young students didn't understand wrath of God, anger of God to sin.
他们不明白神对这个罪恶的愤怒。
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
He is cannot look at sin.
他不能够忍受这个罪恶。
And I said, if you want to see the wrath of God,
如果你要看到神的这个愤怒，
look at the cross of Jesus.
你就在十字架上，你看到耶稣的时候，那个形象，你就看到上帝的愤怒。
All the wrath of God against sin was put on Jesus.
上帝对罪恶的厌恶，就是在耶稣的身上，我们看到。
That's what happened to me. I could hardly say it.
我不懂要怎么样来形容。
My heart was broken.
我的心碎了。
When I realized Jesus took God's wrath on him.
当我明白知道这个主耶稣在承受上帝的愤怒。
The wrath against my sin.
这个愤怒是因为我自己的罪。
My sin.
是我的罪。
My sin deserved eternal judgment.
我这个罪呢是要承受这个永恒的这个审判。
And Jesus was willing.
主耶稣却愿意心甘情愿。
I will take that wrath on myself.
我愿意为你付上这个承受这个愤怒。
He took my shame.
他代替我的羞耻。
The shame of sin.
罪恶的羞耻。
All of us have sinned.
我们每一个人都是有罪的。
To one degree or another.
不管是大罪小罪，我们都是罪人。
We were born in sin.
我们生出来都是已经是罪人了。
But we wouldn't want the whole world to know those sins.
可是我们却不愿意让人知道我们的罪。
But Jesus bore that shame.
可是主耶稣却愿意代替我们所有的羞耻。
My shame.
我们的羞辱。
So here she's saying.
在这里她说。
She's looking at his pierced hand.
心腹直瞻仰他所钉的双手
Pierced for me.
为我们所钉的
Now I escape the judgment.
使到我不必受这个审判
I escape the shame.
我不必受这样的羞辱
You can see why the bride is looking at him in love.
你可以看到这个心腹在看着这个新郎的时候是带着爱的眼目来仰望他的新郎。
And she says the lamb is all the glory.
哦，这个羔羊是充满着荣耀。
In Emmanuel's land.
在这个以马内利之地。
Hallelujah.
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 I love that song.
我爱这首诗歌。
Some of you have heard of Sister Pearl Young in Taiwan. How many knew Pearl Young?
有人听过这个荣教士。
See, we have a few here, don't we?
听过这个荣教士。
Ah, there's people from Taiwan. You know the precious.
很多台湾的人都有听过。
I never had the privilege to meet her.
我没有这个荣幸见过她。
But I was friends with her co-worker.
可是我有跟她的同工分在一起过。
Sister Elizabeth Lindo.
就是 Elizabeth Lindo.
I thought it might be interesting.
林教师。
I thought it might be an interest to you who knew her that this is the camp where she trained for the ministry.
我想大家都很希望知道这个营地呢是她训练童工的地方。
Those who knew that she had Christ living in her.
大家都知道主耶稣是活在她的心中。
This camp is a very sacred place to her.
这个营地对她来说是一个非常神圣的地方。
She served here.
她在这里服侍。
Before she served in Taiwan.
在还没有去台湾服侍之前，是在这个营地服侍。
And her interest in her ministry was her. She was sent out through Pastor Hans Waldfogel.
她被差派出去，这个胡老牧师。
He's founded this camp.
这个胡老牧师是这个营地的创办人。
And you've already heard Pastor Chow say that he needed an interpreter when he visited Taiwan.
你们听过朱牧师说当这个吴老牧师在台湾服事需要一个翻译员。
And that was his first encounter with Pearl Young.
这个第一次这个朱牧师跟这个吴老牧师有一个接触。
And Hans Waldfogel, I meant his first encounter with Hans Waldfogel.
这是第一次他们的接触。
His encounter with him changed his life.
当他跟这个吴老牧师一接触过后，他的生命就改变了。
And the Lord wants to do that with all of us.
主也要这样在我们的生命里面做这样的工作。
He wants us to allow Jesus to live out His life in us.
他愿意主要我们在我们的生命里面让基督活出来。
He wants us to go through into that wonderful life where it is Christ.
他要我们有这样主耶稣的生命。
And then when people come in contact with us,
当这个生命，我们拥有这个生命，人跟我们有接触的时候，
they will see Jesus Christ.
他就在我们的生命里面看见主耶稣。
That life was not just for Andrew Murray.
这个不是单单穆安德烈的单单他罢了，是这样的生命。
Yeah, Pastor Hung Leon and I were together in Hainan Island ministering.
我曾经跟洪念牧师在这个海南岛一起的服事。
And even though we were busy, she found the biography of Andrew Murray.
我们虽然很忙，但是却看到一本书是《穆安德烈传》。
Oh, she wouldn't sleep at night. She read and read and read.
那么这个《穆安德烈传》，后来牧师就一直的在读他的书。
She was so blessed by his coming to find Christ.
在他的书中就被祝福了，一看到这个穆安德烈的生命是被有耶稣的生命。
Not only the Apostle Paul said, "For me to live is Christ."
就不是单单保罗说我活着就是耶稣。
But there were other men of God.
许多属灵的伟人。
Andrew Murray.
好像穆安德烈。
A.B. Simpson.
先是牧师。
And. Those of you who are familiar with Brother Waffle's teacher, Martha Robinson in Radiant Glory.
Robinson 师母。
But the Lord said through Mrs. Robinson.
主告诉这个 Robinson 师母。
The life was not just for one.
这个生命不是。
In the last days, God wanted many.
不是单单属于一个，而是属于许许多多人。
To come into the life that is Christ,
就是每个人的生命都能够彰显主耶稣的生命。
Where it's no longer I,
不是我
，but Christ.
但是是主耶稣。
That's our goal.
就是这样的。
That's what we want.
这个就是我们所要的。
And little by little, He's changing us.
渐渐的，慢慢的，不断的被改变。
As we yield to Him,
当我们把自己献上，自己渴慕他的时候
，As we surrender,
把自己奉献给主的时候
，And let Him have His way,
让主在我们的生命里面做他要做的事。
That happens in our daily life.
这个事就发生在我们的每一天的日常的生活中。
Situations come up that make us upset.
环境。发生的状况使到我们不开心。
We could get angry.
我们可以愤怒生气。
We could be jealous.
我们可以嫉妒。
We could be proud.
我们可以骄傲。
And the Lord wants us to put that to death.
但是主要我们把这些的性情，这些的问题，就是把它致死。
He wants us to not deny self.
他要我们放下自己的意识。
And when self whispers in our ear to have an attitude,
当自己呢在我们的耳边呢要有自己的态度的时候
，You say I don't know that person.
那我们要这样说，我不认识这个己。
That's denying.
我要否认这个己。
Turn your eyes on Jesus.
把我们的眼目转向耶稣。
And tell Jesus, You reign.
告诉主耶稣，主啊，你来掌管，你来掌权。
You have your way.
主啊，你来做你要做的事。
You rule.
你的意思。
I remember praying very earnestly when a young girl.
当我在年轻的时候，我很殷切的祷告。
I fell in love with a fellow that was not God's will for me to marry.
我爱上一个不是神要我跟他结婚的人。
The only thing he loved you know, he loved and played music, and I love music.
那个人很爱乐器音乐，我也爱。
It was long before I met my husband.
那个时候我还没有遇到我现在这个丈夫。
And I knew it wasn't God's will.
我知道不是神的旨意。
But God gave me a prayer. Don't pay any attention to what I want. Don't pay any attention.
不要放在Again?
Don't pay any attention. Lord, don't pay any attention to what I want.
我祷告说，主啊，我不要花时间专注在这件事上。
Just get your will done.
主啊，愿你的旨意来成就。
I'm so glad I prayed that.
我就这样的祷告。
Because not very long afterwards, I met my husband.
过了不久，我就遇到我的丈夫了。
And God told me, when he asked, he told me of his interest in me. I was very surprised.
当我的丈夫告诉我他对我有兴趣，我就觉得很惊讶。
I prayed about it for a year.
我用一年的时间来祷告。
And then the night he surprised me with a wedding ring, he came, took me to dinner.
那一天他带我去晚餐，然后带了一个结婚的戒指。
You know how I love the water in the lake. We were on Lake Ontario.
他知道我喜欢水，他带我去一个湖边。
And the sun was setting.
当时夕阳西下。
All of a sudden, he goes onto his knees in the sand.
突然间，他就在沙滩上跪下来了。
And he said, "Will you marry me?"
他就说，你要嫁给我吗
？Oh, I said, "Wait a minute."
我说，哎呦，等一下，等一下，等一分钟。
Above all else, I want to do God's will.
因为我要神的旨意来成就。
I thought this is the most important decision in my life.
我觉得这个时刻在我生命里面最重要的一个决定。
I was frightened.
我非常的害怕。
I said, "Give me some time."
我说给我一点的时间。
He said, "Okay." He walked away right away. Took a walk down the beach.
他讲好，然后他就走掉了。
And I started to cry out to the Lord.
那我就呼求主啊。
My whole heart. I started praying in tongues.
我就开始用方言祷告，呼求主。
What do you want me to do, Lord?
主啊，你要我做什么？你要我做什么
？And into my heart came that word.
那在我的心中就有一句话语。
Say yes.
说，答应是的。
Like you would if it were me.
就好像。
Say yes like you would if it were me.
你对他说好，就好像你对我所说这样好。
Oh, all my fear went away.
我听了那句话，我的恐惧就没有了。
I said, "Oh." Then he came back from his walk, and I said, "Don't you want to know what the Lord said?"
他去散步回来过后，我就跟他说，你要知道这个结果吗？
He says, "Well, whenever you're ready."
他说，如果你随时预备好，我愿意听。
But that was my prayer. I wanted to know what God wanted me to do.
这就是我的祷告，我要让你知道神要我做什么。
Some people didn't even after I accepted the ring. Some people were not pleased with me.
有些人不喜欢，也不接受。
And I remember walking down the sidewalk. Everywhere I went, I would be praying. You know, you don't have to be sitting in church to pray.
我就一直的走，一边走一边祷告。我们有时候不需要单单是在坐在教会里面祷告。
You can pray walking. You can pray riding in the car.
在车上，在走路的时候。
You can pray at any time.
随时都可以祷告。
Sometimes you don't even need words. Just longing.
有时根本都没有话语出来，只是叹息。
I said, "Lord, I don't care what anyone thinks."
我说主啊，不管谁怎样想。
When I stand before you,
当我站在你的面前,
I want you to say, Martha,
我要你说 Martha,
well done,
你做得好。
Then I walked a few little steps,
然后我再走几步。
And I realized what I said, Martha Weldon. His name is Weldon. You have to say that. I realized what I had said when I said, Martha, you know how the Lord says, well done, you're good and faithful servant. His name is James Weldon.
啊，这个是英文的，因为他的名字叫 Weldon, 他是 Martha, 所以就好像 well done, 就你做得好。翻译过来呢，就好像刚好一句话。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah. Well, then it came the day for the wedding.
当结婚的那一天。
And I'm a very detailed person.
我是一个非常仔细的人。
I wanted to be married at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
我要在下午的三点就要结婚了。
I thought that was the hour of the crucifixion.
我感觉到那三天是，哎，那个时间是被钉的时间。
I wasn't expecting crucifixion, but I just thought that was the most important hour when Jesus said, "It is finished."
因为我觉得那个时间是最适当的时间，当耶稣说已经成了。
And we were married in Ohio, my hometown, and we had 35. People come from Canada, where I'd been working in the ministry, and came to the wedding.
我们在 Ohio, 我的家乡结婚，当时有35个从我们一起服侍的人来参与。
I just wanted to say, I wanted to sing this song on page 43 because this was my wedding march.
我要唱这首诗歌，因为这个是啊，当时我行婚礼所唱的。
Pilgrim Camp, the camp song. The melody is different than you are used to, but maybe Esther, you sing it with me. Mary knows it. If you don't mind, we'll sing it according to the melody. It's in English.
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of kings. Be thou myself the answer to all my questionings. Live within me in all things and
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I thought that was the way to go into a marriage.
我就是这样进入了婚礼。
Live out thy life within me.
让你的生命活出来。
And you married couples know.
结婚的人都知道。
Women are very human.
女人呢是比较有人性。
And sometimes men are too. And often men are too.
有时男人也是有人性的，比较。
And you find out that human love is not enough.
你发觉到单单是有这样的是不够的。
It takes being filled with the love of God.
需要被神的爱一致的充满。
The love of God makes us willing to surrender our own wills.
是神的爱使到我们愿意的完全的把自己的意思呢完全的放下。
My husband said to me, "You will never be first in my life."
我的丈夫跟我说，你在我生命里面不是第一的。
He said, "Jesus will be first."
耶稣是排第一的。
I said, "Great."
我说太好了。
Because then you will love me better.
我知道这样你就会更爱我。
It takes divine love to make a marriage.
需要这样神的爱来维持这个婚姻。
I think it's a great institution for us to lose our wills. It's an opportunity to deny self.
是这个是我们的机会，使到我们可以否认自己。
On both sides.
是双方面都要放下自己的意思。
If you're not married, the Lord will give you opportunities otherwise to deny yourself.
如果你没有结婚的话，主还是会给你一些机会，让你否认你自己，放下自己。
Sometimes at work.
有时是会
Sometimes in the church.
有时是在教会，有时在工作上，让我们要放下自己。
Where you need to deny yourself.
在一些的环境里面，使到我们要否认自己，放下自己的意识。
Where we need to humble ourselves.
我们需要谦卑。
And all these qualities of humility and purity.
这些纯洁，这些这些谦卑。
Are the adornment of the bride.
来仰慕这个
They're her jewels
新是这个新妇的装饰
I'll tell about Pastor Hong Leon When we were in Kaohsiung In a conference We were teaching on the bride
他要讲到弗兰牧师在高雄的时候我们在教导关于这个这个心腹的这个信息。
We had one of those wonderful periods of holy silence where nobody could move.
当时的情况呢是非常的神圣，神的同在，那么每一个人都很安静。
Pastor Hong Leon saw a vision, Jesus.
当时丰瑞牧师看到一个异象。
She thought it was so strange. He was combing her hair.
他看到这个意象是非常的奇妙，就是在梳头发。
And she realized that he was making her ready for the bride.
后来就发觉到原来呢是在预备呢要嫁给这个要预备成为新娘新娘。
Every time we humble ourselves.
每一次我们谦卑自己的时候。
Every time we close our mouth when we want to say something naughty.
我们有时候我们嘴里要讲一些不好听的话的时候，我们把自己嘴巴闭起来。
That's a beautiful adornment on the bride's garment.
这个就好像耶稣在装饰我们。
That is her making her wedding dress with all that beautiful fine needlework.
这个就好像耶稣在为我们装饰那个美丽的衣裳。
And you know, needle going in and out, sometimes it hurts.
那么就用这个针呢，要一针一针的缝这个新娘的嫁衣的时候，这个针呢，有时是会刺，是痛的。
It's painful to the flesh.
有时就刺到这个肉，这个肉体呢是会疼痛的。
But afterward is that beautiful lace embroidery.
但是你看了过后，这个嫁衣呢是有这个花边呢，非常的美丽。
You know, the scripture tells us she's brought to the king with fine embroidery work.
圣经告诉我们，她被带到王这边，是有这个美丽的嫁衣装饰。
We should say, "Oh Jesus."
我们要说，哦，耶稣啊。
Make me ready.
预备我。
Make my garments white.
使我已经预备好了，让我的嫁衣是白色，洁白。
Let me lack no ointment.
让我没有缺乏任何的油。
You know the story of Queen Esther before she was presented to the king.
大家都清楚关于这个以斯帖王后，她还没有去见到这个国王的时候。
She went through that 6 months period of purifying and washing and anointing anointment.
六个月，她要预备她自己，来洁净自己，来使自己有让油来冲洗自己。
It came time for her to be presented to the king.
预备自己来见这个王。
And she was allowed to take anything into the king's chamber that night, her special night with him.
那一天晚上，她可以被允许拿她喜欢拿的东西去见这个国王。
And she said to the chamberlain who was in charge of the women,
她就告诉那个太监帮助她的。说
She required nothing.
我不需要任何的事东西。
You choose.
你选择。
And that should be the bride's constant prayer. Jesus, you choose.
这个应该是一个心腹的一个祷告，就是跟主耶稣说，主耶稣你自己选择。
And when she I think that's a picture of the Holy Spirit.
当时这个太监就好像一表做圣灵。
We should say, you choose.
皇后，这个以色列皇后就说你选。
The Holy Spirit knows what would please Jesus.
因为只有圣灵才知道什么是最能够讨耶稣的欢心。
And we know what happened. The king chose Esther.
你知道我们的王也是这样的选我们。
So there's that yielding.
这是一种的献上。
To the will of God.
献上，在把自己的意思献给主。
Our garment washed white in His precious blood.
我们的衣裳被他的血洗得洁白如雪。
And allowing Him to put the adornment on us, the ornaments.
让他自己来装饰我们，让他的油来膏我们。
Ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit.
是一种的装饰，是谦卑柔和的装饰。
Ornament of humility.
谦卑。
I met a pastor in Shanghai.
我在上海遇见一个牧者。
Many, many students under his ministry.
他在他的服侍下面有很多他的学生。
They had asked, you were with me, I believe, for Ibing, but we were asked to have an office room where early in the morning at 6, anyone could come for prayer.
当时我们就问早上六点谁可以来到祷告，在一个房间。
I got up at 5 o'clock to go to this office.
我五点钟就去到他的办公室。
I think maybe you were with me.
No.
No, maybe Ibing.Your partner from Malaysia. But as we got to the room, we knocked.
当我们去到这个房间的时候，我们敲这个房门。
And my translator announced us, walked in, and here was this president of this large ministry. He said, I'd be first to be prayed for.
当时我们到那个地方的时候，这个那个主席呢他说我是第一个要被祷告的。
He was on his knees.
他在跪下来。
Over by his desk. I can still see him on his knees.
What?
He was on his knees.
他是跪下的。
And we sat down in the chair, and he got up and sat down with us.
我们坐下来，他也一起的跟我们坐下。
God's glory and presence came so mightily in the room, we could not pray with words.
当时因着这样的谦卑，这个神的荣耀就降临。
The humility of this man.
这个主席的谦卑。
To ask some small.Vessel like myself to pray for him.
他是一个是香港服侍的很久的，叫我们这样的好像你有什么这个小人物为他来祷告。
We couldn't speak.
我们觉得讲不出话来。
We all sat there, and God came so greatly that we just were three of us weeping before the Lord.
那我们就坐在那边，我们讲不出话，神的荣耀降临，我们只是流着眼泪哭泣。
God always manifests himself in a humble heart. God manifests himself.
神，一个谦卑的人能够使到神彰显他自己。
He resists the proud.
他抵挡骄傲。
But he gives grace to the humble.
他施恩给谦卑的人。
And he calls us to humble ourselves.
他常常使我们谦卑。
There is a verse in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
这个所罗这个雅歌的第一章。
Verse 2 and 3, I'll read.
第二跟第三。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
I wondered what that meant by the wine. What does that mean?
这个到底是什么意思呢？为什么比酒更美呢？
The bride is saying, "Your love is better than wine."
这个新妇说，你的爱情比酒更美。
I thought about the wine of ambition.
我想酒应该是好像我们的我们的愿望，我们的欲望，野心。
Ambition to be the one.
我们的野心要成为某某样的人。
Ambition for attention or recognition.
野心要人家来有那个。意愿呢，要人家来肯定，人家来赞美你。
Ambition to be a great minister.
或者这个野心要成为一个伟大的一个服事的人。
To do a great work.
做伟大的事。
God wants a great work done.
神要伟大的事被成就。
But here the bride is saying, "Your love is better."Than even wine.
但是这里呢，却讲到你的爱呢，却比这一些更，比这个酒更美。
I've never had wine, but I understand it makes you very happy.
我没有喝过酒，但是我想酒可能会让你很开心，很喜乐。
And you forget about all your problems.
因为你会很快乐，你会忘记你所有的问题。
But she says your love is better than that.
但是这里说这个爱呢，比酒更美。
Oh, we need the love of Jesus, don't we?
所以我们更需要主耶稣的爱。
And maybe that wine, if we stop and think, how many ministries are destroyed by a desire to be.Great.
很多的事工被毁了，因为人要越来越大，越被高举。
To be the one.
要成为那个最大的。
We've lost something in ministry.
所以我们在服事的当中啊，常常迷失了。
Maybe not in China, but in America.
可能不在中国，可能在美国。
Where our ministers have a private.Car now and a private parking space, recognition.
那服侍的人啊，有自己私人的私家车、私人的parking 的地方、霸车的地方，都是私人的、专有的。
we forget that Jesus walked on a dusty road.
但是我们忘记了我们的主耶稣却走在这个有许多灰尘的路上。
He was a servant.
他是一个仆人。
Actually, minister means servant.
其实呢服侍的人应该是一个仆人的形象。
A servant.
是服侍人的。
Our Lord washed feet, as we said yesterday, washed the disciples' feet.
你看我们的主耶稣洗门徒的脚。
Everything that he needed to deliver us from was rooted in pride.
他所要做的就是要让我们不要骄傲。
And pride can get into the ministry.
这个骄傲呢就会使我们的服事毁了。
It causes divisions in church.
这个骄傲呢使到教会的就会分裂。
It causes unrest among workers.
在同工之间呢，变成会彼此的相争。
We want to know who's the most important.
每一个人都要说谁是最重要。
Who's the greatest?
谁是最大的。
Jesus took the little child and said, "You want to be great?"
主耶稣说：“你要做最大吗？”
You must become as little children.
你要回转向小孩。
Now here at camp, you have many, many examples of ministers.
有很多服侍神的人，有很多这样的例子。
When I met Brother Tom 30 years ago,
当我遇到这个 Brother Tom 三十年前
，and Sister Mary, his wife, 30 years ago,
三十年前我就遇到他们夫妻 Tom 跟 Mary.
They were studying for the ministry.
他们也是。一起学习。
And you couldn't find a pair of better servants of the Lord.
他们，你在他们的身上，我可以看到，他们真的是一个服侍的形象，服侍的心。
Those of you who have known them, you see they are always servant of the Lord.
他们是主的仆人。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have these examples before us.
所以这些人是。我们的榜样，他们都是默默的一直在服侍。
To learn to let go of these things in our own nature that would be great.
我们的天然，我们自己的本性，常常要觉得自己很大很重要。
The bride is not even looking at her ministry; she's looking at her bridegroom. She's in love with him.And of course, he may do great things with her, but that's not her business.
可是新妇却不看自己有多大、有多厉害，她只要仰望她的新郎。是的，可能她做了一件很伟大的事，但是她却不降看自己。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's something in verse 4 too that stood out to me.
在第四节。
Draw me, we will run after you.
愿你吸引我，我们就。快跑跟随你。
And the bride says, "The king has brought me into his chambers."
王带我进了内室。
Jesus wants to bring us into his chamber. There's that inner chamber where he abides.
主耶稣要把我们带进内室，这个内室只有他自己。
He wants to draw us in there.
他要吸引我们进到这个里面。
Where we have fellowship with him all the time.
让我们在这个列室里面呢，单单的与他相交，让他的与他在一起连结。
Just come into his chamber.
进入到他的列室里面。
And you sense the warmth of his presence.
在列室里面，你感到温暖。
And the fire of his love.
感到他的爱，好像。火这样的热情。
Like the disciples said, didn't our heart burn within us when he walked with us?
当主耶稣跟门徒走在一起的时候，门徒说：“哎，我们的心不是又火热了吗？”
He wants us to experience that.
主耶稣要我们经历这样的经历。
His chamber is very private.
他的内室是非常私人的。
And he wants us to come into that private chamber.
他要我们进到这样的。跟他在一起，没有其他的人，只有你跟他。
People like Pearl Young lived that way. Brother Hans Waffle lived that way. They lived in that chamber.
荣教士、胡老牧师，他们就是这样生活的人，常常进到烈士里面。
The pastor I worked with in Canada, I met here at camp. I met Brother Chow here at camp the first time. But the pastor I worked under in Canada was a...
Edward 牧师。
Go ahead.
我遇见他，我也遇见周牧师。
The pastor in Canada, Gordon McKinnon, told me he trained in New York under Brother Waldfogel for ministry. He was a student of Hans Waldfogel.
胡老牧师，他是被胡老牧师所训练的。
And they were walking the street together to church.
他们一起在这个街上要走到这个教会。
If you know anything about the Canadians, they're very quick.
那他是因为是加拿大人，是很
They speak quickly.
讲话做事都很快的。
And they walk quickly.
他们也走得快，想得快，讲得快。
My stepsons were Canadian.
我的一个意志是加拿大人。
Slow down now. I'm from Ohio. I can't take in a fast. Jim had adopted children.
我常常跟他讲，哎，慢一点啊！我是从怀孕来的，你慢一点。
Their mothers passed away, but you know they still they've no taken me on as their mother.
他们的母亲已经过世了，我是他们的
But they're very quick and very fast. And this Canadian pastor is very quick.
所以这个加拿大的牧师非常的快。
And he's walking with Hans Waldfogel.
他就跟这个胡老牧师一起的走。
And he grabs him by his coat tail. He grabbed Pastor Waldfogel.
他抓住他的衣。
He says, "Slow down, Gordon."
哦，这个胡老牧师跟他讲说，哎，慢一点。
He said, "You're walking out of the presence of the Lord."
你已经走出，你已经走出神的同在，走出走神的同在外面了。
You know, there might be something to that. God's never in a hurry.
有时就是这样。
And he doesn't. He won't let us hurry him either, will he? And so you don't want to rush your spirit. You want to take that time to be.Quiet in his chamber.
他不要我们只是这样的匆匆忙忙，他要我们是安静的，是等候的。
Not to be driven.
不是就是不是随波逐流的。
But to walk with God.
而是跟主一起的走。
I've been practicing it here because I find myself going here and there. My husband calls me butterfly.
我这个人也是这样，常这样飞来飞去。我的丈夫称我是蝴蝶。
I said, "Don't sit at that table over there. I'm in a cage. I can't get out."
我说我不喜欢在一个笼子里面。
But I've been practicing that when I'm walking on the walkway here, I've been just slowing down a little instead of running, like I've got inside of me to run. And I say, "Oh, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I worship you. I thank you."
我自己现在在一直的不断的操练，就是当我走在路上的时候，我就会说，主耶稣，我爱你，主耶稣，我需要你，我是这样的常常的操练。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think that was all I want to give us a little time to be quiet before the Lord, but I just wanted to share about that beautiful bride. Could we sing 34 in your book? In your Chinese?
快点时间，我们要安静，然后就唱这首诗歌。34.
Thank you for letting me share so off my heart.Esther, come and sing with me. Hallelujah. 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 Would you like to stand?
That's fine.
Thank you. My children, I am calling you to come down at my feet.
我的孩子们，我正呼召你来到我的脚前。
I call you to taste of the wine of my love.
我召你们来尝尝我酒的甜美，爱的酒。
You will find me in the lowly place.
你会在那谦卑的地方找到我。
I live in the valley.
我是活在谷里面。
And I will reveal myself to you.
我要把我自己向你彰显。
As you come down.
当你低下来的时候。
Into the valley.
来到低了，下到谷底。
You will find.
你会找到我。
Satisfaction.
你会找到满足。
That is better than anything the world has to offer.
是超过世界上任何东西可以满足你的。
Taste and see.
就是来尝尝看。
Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I'll say yes, yes, yes.
说是的，是的。
I'll say yes, 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 yes. I'll say yes.
是的，是主。
I'll say yes, Lord.
主是的。
I'll say yes, yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated.
可以请坐。
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother John asked me to give a few announcements. He wanted me to explain to you about this room.
一涵弟兄要我跟大家做一个报告关于这个房间里面的事。
You know, the camp motto, holiness unto the Lord.
荣耀归给主，圣洁归给主。
All these 60 some years since 1946.
1946年到现在大概是60多年了。
This part of the campground,
这个是营地的地方,
has been considered very holy ground.
是非常圣洁的地方。
Just like in the temple,
就好像圣殿。
A certain place was set aside.
有一些地方是已经分别为圣的。
And that's why they have been so careful in their tradition to have us not talk here unnecessarily visiting.
所以他们有一些的一路以来他们就有一些规条是在这个地方不可以随便讲话。
It's the Lord's home.
因为是主的殿。
It's the Lord's. They take it very seriously. This is the Lord's house.
他们把这个地方看得非常重要神圣。
He wanted me to explain that. Maybe sometime this evening when we have time of waiting on the Lord at the end of the meeting that you could kneel.
就是说当我们在等候神过后聚会过后那你可以跪下来的。
You don't feel you have to do that, but you're welcome to do it.
你不需要每次这样做，但是如果你有感觉到你需要跪下，你可以跪。
The important thing is that we're kneeling inside.
最重要的，我们的心里面是要跪下来。
But that he thought that would be explanation of how they have these books so neatly placed.
所以他们现在要。要怎么样把他们的歌布呢排得好好
with the chorus on top in the book.
是有次序的第一本是排得很整齐
on the seat, all facing the same direction. You don't need to do it now, but I'm just explaining. That's why we, you know, it looks like when the staff walked in the room last night and saw, well, some sweaters here or some persons there, and we are at camp and we're all very casual family, and they could understand the fact that when you go to meeting, maybe you're coming right back, you don't want to take your purse with you. But if you place the things neatly and make the appearance, it looks welcoming.
就是说，当我们离开的时候呢，我们的东西呢不要乱乱而摆，我们是一家人，我们在这里，但是希望呢就是能够把他的歌布跟我们自己的自己的属于自己的东西放好好来。
You know, you ladies understand that when you hear that Pastor Chow is going to visit you this afternoon in your home.
所有姐妹们，如果你知道这个周牧师今天中午要来拜访你的。
You clean off the kitchen table.
你会快快把你的厨房弄得干干净净，整整齐齐。
Maybe you sweep off the floor.
把你的家里打扫了干净。
I think ladies all know that.But our guest is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我要讲的就是我们现在的，我们的客人呢是我们的主耶稣基督。
So we want to keep honor their respect for this room.
所以这个房间里面呢，我们都要有一个带着一个尊重的一个心态，就是把所有的东西都放得很整齐。
So for 66 years,
66年
people have walked in the door and they sense God's presence.
无论谁一进到这个房间里面，就能够感受到神的同在。
I think I came here 30 years ago, first time.
30年前，我第一次来到这个地方。
And I have been very blessed that those of you have been here too for years.I've been very blessed with the praises of the Chinese people that are visiting.
我感到非常蒙福。
And the prayers, we have mighty prayers from 7 to 8 in the morning.
我们这里那边早上七点到八点都有一个祷告会。
And you have welcomed God's glory.
你们都欢迎。
In a very special way.I haven't been here in between for maybe 20 years until last year, so I see. I believe you are a blessing to the camp.
我三十年前来了，过后二十多年，就是因着这个我们这个华人的这个聚会呢，使到我再次的来到这个地方，我很蒙福。我相信因为你们而蒙福。
You have.Come hungry for Jesus.
因为我们你们每一个来的都是因为有这个渴慕的心。
You respond in praise and in song.
诗歌一唱，敬拜我们就开始回应了。
This is wonderful.
这是太美了。
But Brother John thought maybe I could just announce a little bit of.The order to make it as they are used to the tradition. Those staff that are come in and see how are we keeping their house.
所以这个约翰弟兄他是希望这里呢能够维持整齐干净。
And if each of us do a little, you know, we do our own little area, no problem. Then Brother John last night went through and put everything.In order for everyone, but some of you had left them very neat. Thank you.
我们只要每一个人呢，做一点点的，花一点心思，怎么把它弄好来，不然的话，我们的约翰弟兄他一个人就要做全部的工作。
I hope that was the only announcement he wanted me to make.
这个就是唯一的这个报告。
We just close in prayer.
我们做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we thank you.For the sunshine.
主啊，我们为着这个阳光。
We thank you for your great love.
来感谢你，感谢你对我们的爱这样的深。
And thank you for the spirit of humility that you are pouring into our hearts.
感谢你赐给我们这个谦卑的灵在我们的生命里面。
We take from you.
这个谦卑是你的生命赐给我们的。
All the grace that you are giving.
所有的恩典所有你给我们的恩典
We trust you that we will be
我们相信
greatly changed，
我们将会完全的被改变
by your Holy Spirit，
透过你的圣灵
as we go forward，
当我们继续我
Jesus name，
下去的时候，我们会被改变，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
谢谢。
I remember the other announcement that those of you that are wishing to pay, we will have billing by next week. We heard in the office, maybe Tuesday.
Okay.